Welcome to your new podcast, Optimum Ideation with the host and Bridges. Idea interviews. The best of human ideation. Everyone has a superpower. But times are hot. Many are in the darkness of their own mind, in need of a helping hand. Helping others to become whole.
Our sponsoring brands.
Third-party people, NFT fashion, TGC fashion, Markpoint.
Enjoy the show with today's guest, Eric Upchurch.
Army Special Operations veteran who has a passion for educating the military community on how to create long-term wealth through real estate investing. He has invested in over 2,400 multifamily storage and mobile home park units as a general partner over the last 5 years, with involvement in sourcing, capital raise, risk capital, asset management, investor relations, and as a guarantor and key principal. While serving our nation, Eric also earned a master's degree in aeronautical science. Eric resides in California with his wife of 17 years and 2 boys. Eric Upchurch is an Army Special Operations veteran who grew up in Central Iowa before attending college in California. He has a passion for educating the military community on how to create long-term wealth through real estate investing while personally investing across the country for the last 16 years. Eric serves as a co-founder of Active Duty Passive Income and is a senior managing partner with 80 Pi Capital. Most recently, Eric's team has partnered on a first-of-its-kind, 100% employee-owned mortgage branch, nationwide real estate brokerage, as well as an insurance company, all with the goal of serving the 80 Pi community of military real estate investors. Eric's portfolio and related experience: he's a general partner experience with 3,400 units under contract, a certified high performance coach, involvement in over $95 million in multifamily and storage assets with experience in sourcing, capital raise, risk capital, asset management, investor relations, and as a guarantor. Co-authored the Amazon number one best-selling book, Military House Hacking. Accredited investor, interviewed people such as Grant Cardone, Jocko Willink, Robert Kiyosaki, Hal Elrod, Medal of Honor recipient Florent Groberg, and more amazing influencers, and has appeared on 80-plus podcasts since 2019. In giving back, Eric and his team have partnered with Veterans Community Project to build tiny homes for homeless veterans. The nonprofit builds permanent structures in these communities with the aim of ending veteran homelessness this decade. After VCP was featured on CNN and NBC, 3,000 cities have reached out to implement this system. The 80 Pi team donated their first 2 homes to this cause in October of 2020 and has since donated several more. In May of 2019, the 80 Pi team, Eric founded 80 Pi Helps, helping everyone live post-stress, which is a PTSD support and personal professional development group for veterans. The aim is simple: save one life. This is accomplished through monthly Zoom calls, blog participation, and private communication as instant walkie-talkie style lifeline. Eric's personal mission statement is to educate, empower, and help people grow. Through his trials in the military, he has the clarity that anything is possible if you think it is. Mind over matter. And most recently, Eric completed a half Ironman race in 2022, as well as his short-term goal of achieving $190,000 for Veteran Community Project while hiking 170 miles around Lake Tahoe. Long-term goal is to donate $1 million annually to end veteran homelessness this decade. All right, welcome to the Optimum Ideation Podcast. Our guest today, Eric Upchurch. He has a background in military, and he's got a lot of helpful things that he does with helping people out with PTSD is mostly what I'd like to focus on, but he does a lot in real estate as well and helping veterans find homes. And I'm just going to go right into the questions here with learning a little bit about what is your story, your resume, and kind of how did you get to here?
Yeah, so I thanks for having me, by the way.
Yes, sir.
First off, first and foremost, glad to be here and hopefully add some value. I know I will add some value to somebody listening to this podcast. So came from the Midwest, went to college in California, met my wife there. When I graduated, didn't know what I wanted to do, like a lot of people. So I ended up at a recruiter's office in the Army, for the Army, and decided to go on the enlisted side. Most people, when you have a college degree, you'd go be an officer in the military. But I chose to be enlisted because I knew that that would give me the opportunity to influence and help kind of younger Joes in the military come up. And I was 24 years old, and I knew I was going to be able to work with 18-year-old knuckleheads and try and, you know, get them on the right foot. Additionally, that ended up paying for all of my college debt at the same time. So kind of a win-win for me. I served 6 years in Special Operations Aviation Regiment, and my whole time in service, I deployed 5 times to combat, 4 to Iraq, 1 to Afghanistan, and then 1 non-combat trip to South America as well. And I'll kind of fast forward. Yeah, I'm a real estate investor now, but it developed slowly over the last 10 years or so as I exited the military, trying to seek not only who I was, but who I needed to become now as military members transitioned from service to the civilian side. There has to be a new self-discovery process, or else you end up with things like veteran suicide.
Right.
And we can go into that too, because there are some really amazing perspectives, I think, that I can give to a civilian audience and explain why those things are happening and why sense of passion and purpose are so important and impactful to a military member and also to civilians. But anyway, that's a little bit about me. Married 18 years, have 2 boys, and we live in California.
Very good, Eric. Yeah, I understand that as well. My 2 business partners fought in 82nd Airborne.
Yep.
And, you know, one of them was a sergeant, Purple Heart recipient, and, you know, he's had some tough times over these past few years.
Yep.
You know, and, you know, I think we all have, though, you know, but just, you know, helping each other make it through, and,
yep,
and that's what it's all about.
That's right.
What layers did you have to reveal to become who you are now? And what is the next layer that you need to remove?
Yeah, I mean, just introspection in general, learning about yourself. If I'm 42 now, I mean, I feel like I didn't even know who I was until I was 30.
Yeah.
You know, and a lot of people can probably relate to that. But as far as layers go, it's going through life, just doing what you think you like to do. Looking back, realizing that each layer, each step of the way, what I was actually doing was what I was drawn to do. And so oftentimes you look back and you go, man, I've always been a leader. I mean, since I was 12 years old, I was working in the cornfields in Iowa, and I was ended up as a team leader. Or if I was started washing dishes at a place, being a manager, and then retail, I was the supervisor. And so looking at that progress, I didn't choose that. That was part of my personality. I didn't realize that I was being drawn to those things. Well, I was well into my career in the military, and I was like, man, I was made to do this. I was made to work on teams and build teams. And you've got two arms for a reason, one to pull yourself up and one to grab other people and bring them up with you.
Yeah.
So that probably ties in really well to, you know, the podcast here,
yeah.
You know, and reaching out and being able to help people has been a great additional layer to who Eric Upchurch is, and yeah, really helps me move forward day to day.
Yes, sir. That's great. What trials and tribulations have you been through?
Just a couple. Just say that kind of jokingly. So, in a special operations unit, we lost 19. My unit is 160th Special Operations Aviation Regiment. So the big black helicopters with the refueling probes on them, and we're out there 360 days a year deployed in several theaters of operation and getting the next bad guy every single night. And what that means is we have to train a lot. We have to fight a lot, and we lose a lot of people because of that. So we lost 19 guys in the 6 years that I was in across the regiment. And I, in my battalion, I was the burial detail NCOIC, the non-commissioned officer in charge of burial. So we'd lose a guy overseas, and we would have to go to their hometown and put our friend in the ground. It wasn't a, you know, random military guy from some other unit or something like that. So not that kind of burial detail. So folding the flag over your friend, listening to his mom cry, is one of the hardest things I've ever done, and I had to do multiple times. So trials and tribulations, there's been a lot. Makes you also think, it actually makes it more difficult to adapt to civilian life, because trials and tribulations as a civilian, without that experience, you've got to understand that the people around you didn't have that experience, and that their trials and tribulations are their own, and it's their own set of challenges. So there has to be that level of empathy. But it's hard for a transitioning military member to recognize that somebody in traffic is pissed off because they can't make it to their meeting on time, and how irrelevant that actually is, right, compared to some of the other things. But it's not their experience that they didn't have your experience. So, you know, balancing that out and realizing that your experiences are yours, you've also got to find your tribe of people who can relate to that. Right. And that really helps out. So
yeah,
quite a few, to answer your question, quite a few trials and tribulations, I would say.
Thank you for sharing.
Yeah.
Who were you at your lowest points? And then the inverse of that question will be, who are you at your greatest points?
At my lowest, I'm probably a self-seeking, narcissistic, lazy, I don't know how else to say it, but I mean, this is a fantastic question, because the reality of it is we all probably have some part of us that gets in a rut. Yeah. But what pulls you out of that is that version of yourself that you may have had a glimpse of, yeah, at your best, you know, and that best of me is, you know, inspiring as many military members as possible to go do great things, because they are capable of it. They just need some direction and new sense of camaraderie and team, re-guided mission. And just inspiration, and hopefully, you know, we're ending veteran homelessness this decade. So
yeah, I love
that's
that.
That's me at my best.
I saw that on your bio, and I love that.
Happening.
Yeah, I mean, for us to share who we are at our lowest, it just, someone else is just probably lower, way lower than we have been.
Yeah.
And just to hear that, you know, this person's doing this, but hey, you know, at our lowest, we've been down there, you know.
Yep. Absolutely. Yeah.
When did you become passionate about your focus?
2019, I was speaking at an event in Kansas City, and I said in front of the audience, which was about 150 people or so, I said, I'm going to donate a house next year to a homeless veteran. I didn't know how I was going to do that, but that didn't matter. You know, it's putting big goals out in front of yourself. I mean, I have vision boards. I have three vision boards in front of me all the time that are staring me in the face. And so putting out big ideas and big goals is important. And so I realized probably then, it was December 2019, that I need to combine my military service with my real estate experience, my investing experience, and make that work in the benefit of others, which ended up being, okay, well, let's donate houses to homeless veterans.
Yeah.
And then I connected with Veterans Community Project and off and running from there. Raised probably $500,000 for them in the last couple of years.
That's great. Who were the greatest contributors to your character?
Man, these are some tough ones. Greatest contributor to my character. I would say best answer I can give is I am a definite believer in becoming a product of the five people you spend the most time with. And, you know, I am constantly putting myself in rooms where I'm the dumbest guy in the room on purpose. And also, you know, in many different personality characteristics, like put myself in a room full of men with integrity. That's where I want to be, you know? Yeah. And so being able to filter out who I'm spending time with, I think has contributed quite a bit to my character over the years. So I wouldn't say a pinpoint one or a handful of people, but just constantly making strides to be around people who are better than me in whatever area.
Good. Now, I know you already interview people, but if you could interview three more people, who would it be?
Working on David Goggins right now. You know who that is? Good. Yeah. We've interviewed Jocko Willink, but David Goggins has been the elusive one. So
yeah.
One guy just for his just sheer grit, and I respect his grit and stamina. And then, yeah, I'll just go with him. I like him.
I had seen that Joe Rogan said something about David doesn't do podcasts.
Yeah.
But maybe if you did, you know, maybe shoot him a message or something and told him what you were up to.
Yeah.
You know, maybe that would get him going.
Yeah, I've been in contact with his fiance for 2 years now, and she's told us the same thing. We're on a short list of podcasts he might do, but not currently taking people. So
I understand.
Yeah.
If you ever write a book or another book, what would it be about?
Oh man, we do have a book called Military House Hacking, number one bestseller on Amazon, and which we give away a PDF version for free on our website, but fantastic book. And then I would write a book about, or maybe it would be an autobiography. And the reason I'm saying that is because someone asked me as I did a half Ironman in December.
Yeah. So
cold turkey, no training.
Wow.
And someone on the bus asked me from the finish line to the start line to start the race. She asked me, what's your specialty? The only thing I could think of, and she was talking about like, what part of the race do you do best at, you know? And the only thing I said to her was grit. Yeah. And that passion and purpose to help others and to live a better life and to, you know, do hard things is that grit.
I like it.
So it'd probably be about that. Just grit.
Good.
Mind over matter.
Yeah. Do you have a networking event, a book, a product, an invention, or service that we can help you promote to the audience?
Sure. Yeah. I've got a book called Military House Hacking. Nice little book. We have a conference coming up in the fall called ADPICon. ADPI stands for Active Duty Passive Income, my company. So ADPICon will be coming up in the fall. And last year we had a very successful event. A couple hundred people, and had a Medal of Honor recipient come speak. And we're going to do it bigger, better, and awesome. And then as far as the products go, absolutely. I mean, anyone can go to activedutypassiveincome.com and get a bunch of free resources.
Great, great. And then you shared some links with me, but what is the best way for the audience to support you and get in contact?
Yeah, they can email me, eric@activedutypassiveincome.com, or they can go to the website I just mentioned, or ericupchurch.com. And yeah, glad to talk to anybody who needs to pick my brain.
That's great, Eric. Hey, that concludes our show for the day. I hope you enjoyed it, and I look to do some networking with you in the future. We will be editing and sharing this here shortly.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Eric. Talk to you soon. Bye. Party People Production.